Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening. Praise the Lord. Thank you, beloved, for joining us on Blog Talk Radio. This is Daughter of Zion World Ministries and Foundation, and today we are bringing you the Word of God that says, blessings with obedience, blessings of the Lord with obedience. The blessings comes with obedience. We have to follow the principle to the blessing. To receive the blessings, there are certain principles that we all have to know. The Word of God is so true. It doesn't lie. Every promise is true. But how do we get to the promise? How do we receive all these blessings of the Lord that has been prophesied into our lives, have been prayed for and in and out, and all the good promises that people have laid their hands on us, and we still don't see no result. And that's why, that's the meaning of this sermon title, Blessings with Obedience, the blessings of the Lord makes rich and add no sorrows. But we have to do our part. Before we continue, I want to say a prayer. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit this program, this word that is coming into your hand. I commit my soul, my body, my spirit, my mind, O Lord, into your hand. And the machines here, O Lord, in your hand. Let your word flow from my mouth. Put your word on my mouth, O God, that I may speak what you have said and not my wisdom. I ask you for divine wisdom, O Lord, and revelation and insight as I begin to speak this word and read to your people that are listening to you and that follows you. I commit my listeners into your hand, O God, that wherever they are, whoever is listening, O Lord Jesus, grant them the heart of understanding that they may understand the words that proceed from my mouth. Open their eyes, O God, to also see the revelation, O God, that together we will all be blessed in your sight. For your word is a true word. Your words are yes and amen. You never lie. And so we are, as your people, we don't want to lack anymore. We want to obey you that we may receive all the blessings that you have promised. You are a God of faithfulness. Faithful are you, O Lord. We bless you. We thank you for the gift of life today, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. I commit this ministry into your hand, O Lord. Grant us an increase of grace, O Lord. Bless, O God. Let there be a new unction right now, O God, as I speak, O God, in the name of Jesus, that the words of my mouth be acceptable and the meditations of my heart, O Lord, be acceptable to you in the name of Jesus. Grant you, my listeners, O Lord, a soft heart, a heart of obedience, a heart of wanting to know you more and getting closer to you, a spirit of love to you, O God, that they may love you more and obey your words as they come forth so that together we will be in your kingdom. I thank you, Lord, for your answered prayer. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, beloved, anyone listening to me right now on Blog Talk Radio. As I said earlier, our sermon is entitled Blessings with Obedience. Blessings with Obedience. The Lord has promised us blessings. And our main word that we saw on this blessing is taken from Joshua chapter 1, verses 3, where the Lord says, and I want to read it. It says, every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given to you as I promised, as I spoke to Moses. That is the word of God today. That is the promise of the Lord to us. He said, everywhere as a chosen child of God, as a people of God, as Christians, as people who believe in one God, everywhere our soul treads, he has given to us for a possession. That is the promise of the Lord unto all of us. It is not me. It is not. He's not a bias God. It's for all of us, both young, old, new, anyone. But many a time, what we are seeing now is that many people are going to church with no increase, no blessing. I mean, there's nothing like change in your life. But that is not how the Word of God says. The Word of God should change us. We must abide and dwell in the Word so that our life will be changed. But people go to church every day. They are not seeing anything. They've been prophesied on, but they don't see nothing. It's because something is seriously missing. And what is missing? The obedient part of us. If you go to church and your pastor or a prophet prophesy on you, your part to get the prophecy coming to fulfillment is another big work that you have to do. You have to proclaim the blessing. You have to do what the Lord says for you to receive that blessing. They can preach to you. You can read all the books of prosperity, all those preaching prosperity and how to do this, how to get rich, da, da, da. But the key is doing the will of God, doing the commandment of God, doing the word. And as we read this, I got this message long time, like 2 weeks ago, that I was reading this Joshua 1:3, and then I started to unfold in the mysteries of why people are not getting the results and not seeing any improvement in their lives, even though they go to church every day, praise the Lord and all that, but there's nothing going on because our part is not done. Most of the blessings have been prophesied already. It is in the good book. It's there. But why is it that you are not seeing the blessings of the Lord? Why is it that you are not seeing the hand of God moved on your behalf? Because there's something missing. And that's something that is missing. It's the obedience part, and which I will read also to you as what God demands. Something has to go up for something to come down. It's a equilibrium reaction. It's a chemistry. There must be a reaction to yield a result. So the blessings have been promised us, but the recipients of the blessings, what are the recipients doing to get or to bring into fulfillment the blessings that has been promised? And I want to read the same Joshua 1. But it's verse 7 and 8. My main verse is verse 7. But I will read verse 8 also. Joshua 1, verse 7. When God promised, we gave this promise in verse 3. And then verse 7, he says, only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the laws which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. So you can write it down, Joshua 1, verse 7 and 8. Add that one. That is obeying the commandment that Moses have written, the Ten Commandments. And in verse 8, it says, this book of the law, which is the word of God, should not depart from your mouth. But you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in them. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and be courageous, not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you. So Joshua 1:3 spoke about the blessing. Verse 7 and 8 is telling us what we should do to be prosperous or to receive the blessing. And I want to read Leviticus 26, verse 11. 26, verse 3 to 7, rather. Sorry about that. Leviticus 26, verses 2 to 7 that I'm going to read. And that one also says, the blessings that that is a promise that I have this word from is Joshua 1 verse 3. And then what God demands on us to obey is Joshua 1, 7, and 8. And I have the another word that God speaks to us to be able. It's a word to us so that we will know how to release or to proclaim the blessing or to unleash the blessing, to untie the blessing by ourselves by doing these words of the Lord that he is saying in Joshua 1:7-8 and Leviticus 26 verse 2-7 that I'm going to read. And the verse 2 says, "You shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandment as to carry them out, then any time you that's a then it's a condition. The blessing is there, but he wants us to give something to get something. So it's a reaction, as I said earlier. We don't want us to be blind anymore. The truth must be said. The word of God is true and amen. We cannot take anything out and we cannot put anything in the word. Revelation 22:18-19 makes us clear that we cannot blind the sheep. Many people are preaching the blessing, God will bless you. And people are waiting for this blessing with no fruitfulness, no fruit, nothing, no sign of any blessing. And they are losing hope in even going to church. But the truth, the condition, what God is saying about the blessing. He says, I will bless you if you serve me. Job 36:11 says, if you serve me, I will bless you. I will read that later, but that is my summary of that verse. You understand? And I'm reading Leviticus 26, verses 2, which I already read, to 7. And the verse 3 says, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments so as to carry them out, then I shall give you rains in their season, so that the land will yield its fruits, its produce, and trees of the field will bear their fruit. Indeed, your threshing will last for you until grape gathering, and grape gathering will last until sowing time. You will thus eat your food to the full and live securely in your land. I shall also grant peace in the land, so that you may lie down with no one making you tremble. I shall also eliminate harmful beasts from the land, and no sword will pass through your hand. That is, after you obey the Lord. The verse 3 says, if you will walk in my statutes and obey my commandment, then the blessings also follow. Verse 4 to the end of this verse, to verse 13 is talking about the blessing when you obey and keep the commandment of the Lord. So the promise came from this sermon that I'm giving right now. It's in Joshua 1:3, where he says, everywhere, as people of God and children of God, wherever our foot treads, he has given to us as a possession. That is our authority. But what is going on is that many people are frustrated and crying inside the church, no seeing progress inside the church because of the lack of the knowledge of what must be given to get the blessing back. The blessing is there. I will bless you. He said, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments, then I shall give you rains in its season, so that the land will yield its produce in the trees of the field will bear their fruit. Indeed, your threshing floor will last forever, will last until grape gathering and grape gathering till until sowing time. You will thus eat your food to the full and live securely in your land. I shall also grant peace in the land. That is the promise. He will protect you from harm and from the hands of they that oppress you. He will protect you from your oppressors if we obey the commandments of the Lord. That is a giving and a taking, a blessing. So we don't want to be blind anymore. We are helping each other so that we all raise our hands up and say, Father, we thank you for the blessing. We thank you because we endured and obeyed the commandment. If we can do this commandment, we have to deny ourselves. We have to truly accept Christ, not just going to church and doing praise the Lord and praise bread and beloved and doing all the jargons in the church. But the reality is obeying Christ, following Christ, denying yourself. Anyone that follows me shall deny himself, him or herself, to be able to see the kingdom of heaven. And obeying, to seek the kingdom of heaven means you have to deny yourself. You have to let the Spirit of God dwell in you. Make a promise to the Lord that you want to do it. He will help you. The Holy Spirit is so strong. He will help you and quench you. From one stage to another, the healing will come. He will help you.
Many are witnesses. My life is a witness. And God can do it. He's doing so many things every day in our life. We are all humans. He can do what he did for Sarah. He can do it for me. What he did to David, he will do it for me. I believe that because I have decided that I will follow this Jesus with all my life as he has commanded. He said, Luke 10:27, he said, the only way and the greatest commandment which he commanded is to love the Lord your God with all your might, with all your strength, with all your soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. When you have this commandment, or Luke 10:27, you see all the Ten Commandments inside it. So you don't even need to go and read the Ten Commandments. Everything, if you know the Ten Commandments, you find that God will reveal to you that scripture, Luke 10:27-28, and where it's talking about the love, loving God and loving your neighbor. When you do this too, it may look very few sentences. It is not Ten Commandments, but you find the Ten Commandments inside this commandment. When you love God, you will not serve any other God. When you love God, you obey him. It doesn't matter. You could be a pastor. You could be a leader swaying from the ways of God and adding your own knowledge to the word of God. That is not what God is saying. It is time for repentance. It's time for you to teach the people the right story of his, the right words that he has ordained you to do, to lead his shepherd. There's no shortcut in the kingdom of God. There's no shortcut in the blessing. There's nothing like shortcut. He blessed Joshua and said, you are going to lead my people to the promised land, but you have to obey me. Obey the words that Moses, my servant, commanded you, so that you will do well, so that in doing the words that I have commanded you through Moses, you will be successful. You will make your way prosperous. And Leviticus 26:3 also says, if you walk in my statutes and carry all that I commanded you, you will be successful. And Jesus commanded us, summarized all these Ten Commandments in Luke 10:27, and said that you should obey the Lord. You should love the Lord your God with all your might, with all your strength, with all your life, with all your heart. And he said, love your neighbor also. And then Luke 10:28, he said, besides this, he said, do this and then you will leave. Leaving means you have prosperity, you have good health, it's not about having $1 million, but having peace of the Lord. The blessing is about peace. When you have peace of the Lord by doing the word of the Lord, you are granted a covenant of peace. You receive an automatic peace. Peace in your family. You will not struggle. You will not borrow. Everything seems so amazing every day. Because the oil will be overflowing in your cup. That is the overflowing of the oil. But we as Christians have to do it. When you are preaching about salvation, people don't want to listen because they are so blinded and so infused in people who have decided to cut the word of God short in their own wisdom. There is no shortcut in the word of God. It is about time we have to repent our hearts. Leaders must repent their hearts and preach the word and give the word to the people who need it in truth as the word is written in the book of salvation. Let's live. Seek the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all other things shall be what? Added unto you. That is the word of God. And I want to read Leviticus 6:6. I shall also grant peace in the land, so you may lie down with no one, making you tremble. Yes, no terror shall rise again. You will not be afraid by any terror by day or night. Yes, you will be established in the Lord because you have made your way prosperous. That is the word of God. The truth, the key to releasing your blessing is to be an obedient child, obedient leader, obedient. If you're part of the ministry of Christ, just being obedient in your type paying, obedient to yourself, to your family, to your work, being truthful. When let your yes be yes, it's all part of the obedience of the Lord. Not loving the Lord your God with all your heart makes you love somebody so much that you don't want to offend him. When you offend him, immediately you realize it and you have to immediately plead and not do it again. You can't go back again all the time. You are just doing the same thing and then No, that it doesn't work that way. Obey me. If my people should serve me and worship me, then I will bless them. That is Job 36, verses 11. Yeah, so that is how far the Lord wants us to tell you on Leviticus. And the verse 7 says, but you will chase your enemies, and they will fall before you by the sword. If you obey the Lord, if you obey the Lord, your blessing includes all this protection. You conquer. No one will come your way anyhow. You will be among the chosen. Your ways will be prosperous. So that is the blessings with obedience. Let us obey the word of God. Let's do as he has said and not what someone has used his wisdom to tell us that, make it short. There's no shortcut. That is what's going on today. There is no shortcut. These are the key to obtain and possess in totality what God has promised in Joshua 1:3. You can enter and possess God's blessing by obeying God's word. Your obedience will release you a greater grace. James 1:6, he will give you grace to humble yourself so that you will abide in his word. If you abide in the, if you love God, you abide in his word. And that is the word coming to you. And our main verse was Joshua 1:3 and Joshua 1:7-8. And we have Job 36, verse 11 also, that the Lord is asking that if you obey me, if you obey the Lord, then he will bless you and make your way prosperous. We don't want people to go to church these days. The New Year Eve, everyone is going to church. Everyone is hoping and waiting on their leader to prophesy on them. But what the wait year will come and pass, and their story will still be the same. I mean, it has come and gone, and people are still experiencing the same thing, same issues, because they have never been told the key, or either they were told and they did not obey it. So let's obey and preach the right word of God. That everything in the word must be preached to the people, and we cannot take anything from the word. We can't take anything. Revelation 22:18 says you cannot add anything. Anyone that adds anything, the plagues of this book will be added to their life. Anyone that takes anything, their names will be taken from the tree of life. So that is the word of God. Everyone is preaching about blessing and shortcutting the word, but this is the time for all of us to gain knowledge. Let's gain knowledge. Let's learn to be closer and learn the way of the Lord as sheep in the church. Let's rebuild our churches in truth. Let's go back to the ancient days where we really preach and ask for sanctity. Sanctity, obedience was causing that sanctity. Where is the sanctity again? No sanctity, except a few. So many are lost now. That is what's going on. So let's all work together in the house of the Lord to bring this, the days of old back, where people really feared God. People are disobedient because there's no fear of God in their hearts. If you fear God, you love him. If you love God, you have the fear of God in you, and you will not break any of the rules. Even if you break, you will go back and ask for forgiveness, and you will make sure that you reverence him. You will be so afraid that you will not do it again. People, gone are the days when all people feared God. They feared God because they knew his, they were taught in the right way. But everyone is preaching and everyone is delivering messages, and we are not seeing no results. He says, if they hear and serve me, they shall end their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. That is what it is written in Job 36 that I was looking for to read for you. Job 36:11 says, if they hear him, they hear and serve him, they shall end their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. If you hear the word of God and obey it and abide in it and let the word abide in you, then Christ and his Father will come and abide in you and make your way prosperous. You will be the ruler. You will be the head and not the tail. You will never lack oil. You will never lack a king to rule. You will be fruitful. Barrenness will be far from you. Your land will be blessed. You will be protected. No arrow shall rise against you in day or night. The Lord will be your right hand. He will uphold your right hand. So let's face the truth of the gospel. The gospel says that obey me, obey the Lord. We are taking the obedience part away and preaching blessing. And the people who are hoping in the Lord, some are losing their hope because the gospel truth has not been told. Because they think you can just prophesy on them and the thing will come to pass. How will they get the prophecy coming to pass if they don't know how to get or how to even pray or how to get close to God and proclaim with their mouth and their ways to in obedience to get the blessing? Anytime God is if it's true prophecy, it will come to pass. But what is the saint that is receiving the prophecy? What is that person also doing to let the prophecy come to pass? Some people have been prophesied, but they themselves are blocking the prophecy because they don't even know the left from the right. They don't even know that this that I'm doing is against God or I am provoking the name of the Lord. They don't know. So let's give the truth. The truth, and the truth will set you free. You are not preaching blessing upon your sheep because you want to keep members. You are taking the glory for yourself. You are not doing the work of God. Let the foundation be built on Christ, the Christ Jesus. He is the foundation, the master builder, the mighty king, the foundation. Our foundation should be in the name of Christ and not to please men. If you are preaching in a church and you have one person whose soul will be saved and be blessed so that he or she will have a testimony to glorify the name of the Lord, it is better than to have millions of people who are not saved and living in a world of dreaming and waiting on some huge blessing when their own life and deeds that are not even will never produce that blessing. So what are we preaching? What are we doing to the sheep, to the people that need the message? Let not anyone add anything to the word or take anything from the word. The word is full of blessings. And the word is full. You can also find the reaction of disobedience in the same book. So let not the plagues of the Lord come against you. If you're a leader, if you're an elder, if you're whatever, you lead people, let obey the Lord, the words of the Lord. Do not do things. That's why many churches will not last. Some people, I've actually seen 3 churches in my area close. Why? Because you didn't start it on the foundation of God. How can a church be closed? I don't believe it. You understand? So we have to be the truth. Let our light so shine. Let us shine and tell the truth. The blessings of the Lord comes with what? Obedience. The blessings of the Lord make us rich and us no sorrow. Yes. But as the saint of God, what are you doing to release the blessing to come to you? The key is in getting the word of God. The key is getting in relationship, a deeper relationship to understand the word of God. So that by day, every minute, anytime, you will be able to speak or pray for that prophecy to come upon your life. Pray upon your children. Being able to pray and actually know, yes, this prayer was answered. This prayer will be answered. Knowing how to talk to your God anytime. Learning the word and leading and walking under the statutes of the Lord. Love the Lord your God with your heart. Love your neighbor. If you love God, the 10 commandments come in. That's what I always say, and I always say that is the revelation of that great commandment of Jesus Christ. The 10 commandments is found in this short commandment. He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your might, with all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. If you do this, you will live. That's the verse 28. Luke 10:27 is the word that I just spoke. And when you love the Lord with all your might, with all your soul, with all your heart, and love your neighbor, your brethren, the beloved, the love of the brethren, if you do this, then you will not covet. You will not do covetousness as in the Ten Commandments. You will not steal as it in Ten Commandments. You will not serve any other god as in Ten Commandments. You will be obedient to your parents, your father, and your mother as in Ten Commandments. You will strive for the good cause. You understand? So this is the truth. The truth cannot be cut short. The truth cannot be made short. We can't take anything from the truth. Let's help our people in the churches to be blessed by the word of the Lord. The Lord, the word of the Lord is true and amen. The word of the Lord are true. He promises and deliver. If he prophesies in somebody's life, you can help the person to change their ways or to make the way to prevent hindrances from coming to their way by knowing the truth that, hey, the blessing has been said. The Lord said, I should tell you this, but you have to do this for the Lord so that the blessing can come in. Tell them the truth. Don't just let them people live in hell, in the sky, they dreaming with no fulfillment. That's what is going on today. People hoping, thinking they are serving the Lord, but they don't know the truth. And they, at the end of the day, they try to blame the Lord, but the Lord has not done anything. His word is true and amen. If you obey my word and do them, he said, if you walk in my statutes and obey my commandments, Jesus, you will be prosperous. That is the word of God. That is the word of God. He has said it, and he doesn't change it. It is irrevocable. He is yes and amen. That is the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I've prayed over this, and I pray that the Lord will touch your heart to get to know more and have your own key in your hand by knowing the word of God, knowing God, getting closer to the Lord, so that you will fear to cause him to sin or to disobey him. Paying your tithe is part of obedience. Serving, loving your brother is part of obedience. It's not going to church and coming back and playing gossip and telling how somebody shoe or how somebody dress and insulting. Somebody can actually say, oh, you wait, I'll go to church and come and deal with you. That is not God. You close from church and somebody tell, I mean, it's appalling. This is not the gospel. Let us leave the gospel. Let us walk in the steps of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Christ, who came to show us the way. He is the way, the truth, the life, and no man will come to the Father except through him. And he said, if you love me, then you will do my word. So people are, we are proclaiming Jesus Christ every day, but there's no love in our hearts. There's no love. If there's love, we will do his work, and we will preach the truth and not take out any gospel and try to dupe people in the name of the Lord. The Lord's hand will rise against anyone that is using his name in profanity, in provoking the name of the Lord. You are not called. God will rip you off. He will rip you off. You cannot irreverence the name of the Lord. In 1 Samuel, when Uzzah provoked the name of the Lord when the ark was being carried to David, to the temple, and because he irreverenced the Lord strike him down. This is what the Lord will do to all people who claim they are serving the Lord, but they are actually not serving the Lord. The Lord will rise against his enemies. So do not be the enemy of the Lord. Preach the truth to the people and let them be saved. Let them be saved and be blessed in the Lord. It is about time we see blessings, true blessings, in the house of the Lord, in the church of the Lord, in the body of Christ. Preach the truth. Tell the truth. Tell it. John 8. He said, John 8:32. He said that you shall. What's there? Well, let me read it. You shall speak the truth. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That is a simple line, but it's deeper. The truth is what we are ordained by God to preach. The truth is the key to the blessing. The truth, knowing the truth, and not taking some off, is the key to our success, our protection, our peace with God. He will make covenant of peace. He has made it in the days of Noah, but through the blood of Jesus, he has reconciled our sins. That is one. But then too, we have to seek him. We have to obey his word. We have to do it if we say we love him. If we say we are Christian and we are in the gospel and the people in the church are cried out of hunger, poverty, retrogression. That shouldn't be it. The blessing is deeper. But my people's eyes are so blind. They are not taking it. That is what the Lord is saying. The blessing is right there. And it's about time the church of God has to be prosperous in the eyes of the Lord, by the hand of the Lord, by doing what the Lord says we should do to get our blessings. If you obey my statutes and do them as it is written, then I'll bless you. He has promised in Leviticus 26. It's a lot. Deuteronomy have a lot of them. But what do you do to get a blessing? And what you do to get a blessing is in Joshua 1:7-8. He said, if you obey the commandment which my servant Moses commanded you and be careful to do them, then I will bless you. He didn't say just sit down and not do anything. He wants you to do your part. He have his spirit in us. That's why he worked with us. He wants you to, God love you. It is not his will that you should suffer or not have a daily meal. But you have to do your part. We have to do your part, no matter how hard it is. You have to persevere and endure and fight and press on to the victory that he has promised you. Because he is not a man that he will lie. He will not lie. He said, moreover, Leviticus 26, which I want to add before I end. Moreover, he said, I will make my dwelling among you, and my soul will not reject you. Hallelujah. I will also walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt so that you would not be their slaves. And I broke the bars of your yoke and made you walk erect. But if you do not do... Verse 14, he says, if you do not obey me and do not carry out all these commandments, then you can read it for yourself. It's a lot. So let's not be disobedient as people of God. The promise is there. Instead of going the opposite way, go the positive way, so that the Lord... Blessing that is promised in Leviticus 26 is a lot. The verse 14, verse 15, I want to read one of them. He said, if instead you reject my statutes, and if your soul abhors my ordinances, so as not to carry out all my commandments, and so break my covenant, I in turn will do this to you. So I want you to read it. I will appoint over you a sudden terror, which you don't want that. So let's take the good part of the Lord. Let's obey his voice. Let's obey the voice of the Lord as he speaks to us. If the Lord wants to use you, allow yourself to be used. You cannot serve God and other gods. You have to deny yourself. Jesus has said it. He said, if you want to be my follower, then you have to deny yourself. And then he also made a promise to the disciple in one of the quotes and the parable. They asked him, so Master, it looks like it's so difficult that anyone can get to heaven, when he was one of the parables. Then he answered them, he said, you have left your father. There is no one that leaves their father and their mother to follow me, Christ, that will not see the kingdom of heaven. So if you leave everything and deny yourself for the Lord of hosts, he will never fail you. He will never leave you. He will bless you for his name's sake. The name of the Lord is a blessing. The righteous will run to it and they will be saved. You will be blessed beyond blessing. The blessings will overflow in your house, in your generation. Even when you are dead and gone, that blessing of the seed that you have sown in the heart of the Lord will produce fruits for you. Your soul will be peaceful even when you are dead. Your children will enjoy because you have sowed a seed, a covenant of faithfulness, truthfulness, obedience, doing the will of the Lord unto your generations. And that is the word of God that came today. Obedience with blessings with obedience. The blessings are there, but it comes with obedience. You cannot blame God if you are not seeing anything, but the Lord wants us to obey. It is clearly written. It is not hidden. It is not hidden. It is clearly written. You can read it. The men and women of God will also, some are doing it. Some are also not doing it. They are just blindfolding the people and telling them promises out of their own heart, which is not from God. And the truth to the blessing is in the Holy Bible. You can't get it anywhere. You can't get it. If you prophesy unto my life and it's not from God, I'll surely the Holy Spirit will tell me. I will know it's not from God, because I will go match by match to the scripture and I'll ask God myself, is this your voice? Yes. So it is about time we see prosperity. We release the prosperity, the blessings of the Lord into the house of the Lord. Let the Christian body be blessed. We should have been blessed. What do we see? You see people who are not even believers living better than Christians. That is not right. So where is the blessing? Because we want to have it our own way. We are not able to endure most people. That is what's going on. So if we obey, then the blessing will come. That's what he said. Then, the word then is an a grammar. And I want to end here by saying, the word of the Lord is a doing word. It's a verb. A verb is a grammatical, it's grammar. Verb. A verb is a doing word, okay? And so the word of God is like a verb. You must do it. It's an action word. You must do it. You must obey it. You must do it. If you can't, the more you start begin to get closer to him, he will give you strength. Because he said, my grace will be sufficient for you. Trial will come, but if you truly love God, you always have, you get every day your grace will be increased. He will strengthen you. He from milking you to till the age you chew meat. That is how the word of God works. He will train you. He will train your hands for battle. He will teach you himself. He is a teacher. He will have a teacher on earth, the Holy Spirit. He will help you. He will intercede for you if you open your mouth. If you desire to get close to this God, the Holy One, there is but one God, one and only God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the faithful, the Prince of Peace, the Son of God, the Messiah, the evergreen God, the one who promised and fulfilled. He will fulfill his word in your life. But what are you doing to get to break that hindrance? Your hindrance is your something that is not pleasing to God, something that is not in the will of God. In Psalm, a chapter, he says, you know, Isaiah, he says that, the hand of the Lord is not short to bless, but the ways of the people are blocking. We are blocking the blessing. Let's grow up. Let's awake, awake, awake. Let our souls be awake. I pray for an awakening in the spirit of God over the. I pray for an awakening over your life. May the spirit of God renew you, build you, teach you, and help you to understand his word even when you go to church. May you begin to see the Lord a different way. May you begin to see the truth. May the Lord himself reveal the truth to you as you hear my voice on Blog Talk Radio from Daughter of Zion. May the Holy Spirit reveal to you the mysteries of the kingdom of God so that you will seek it. He says, seek the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all other things will be added to you. The blessings are there for a taking. The word of God is true. God is not a man that he should lie, or a son of man that he will repent his heart. Has he said and will he not do? He says and he does it. And those who live to it are testimonies. Our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they testify to that. So what are you going to testify to the Lord? By giving yourself solely to the Lord, by not making cutways with the Lord. You cannot play games with the Lord. The Lord is sovereign. The holiness is his nature. He is the Lord your God. He is the Lord our King. You cannot mock the Lord. Let's not deceive ourselves in blindfolding ourselves and listening or going wayward. But let's go with the Holy Bible. You can read all the books. That's one thing I have learned with God, that at one time, I was buying books and Bible, and then the Holy Spirit just told me, all these books you think you're buying, everyone is taking the word from the word of God. So the word of God is your source. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word, the Holy Bible, the Bible, that's what I'm trying to say. The Bible is a greater book that you should have, that you should know every truth, not somebody's idea. The person got discernment from God to do that. Maybe the person used his own wisdom to write that. But there is no other book that will lie to you than the Word that is written in this holy book. And I'll testify on my bed, in my sleep, anytime, anywhere, I will testify this. Let the Word, the Bible, be your source. Let the Holy Spirit minister to you. Know the truth from God's own mind and his heart. The words written are the mind of God to us. The blessing is ours. Let's take it by doing the word of the Lord. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord prosper you. It's a year of prosperity. May the Lord help you to grow from grace to grace. May the Lord help you in your weakness in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over you, my listeners. Anyone listening to me on Blog Talk Radio, may the hand of the Lord touch you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord teach you the things that you need to know so that your ways will be prosperous. May he give you courage. May he strengthen you. May the Holy Spirit visit you and heal everywhere that hurts, everything, any disappointment by any leader of God or man of God. May the Lord heal you so that you get off it and be able to focus on the Lord. Focus on the Lord. He's the one who will not deceive you. He's the one who will not lie to you. He's the one who will not do anything because he's holy. May the Lord bless you and bless your household. May the Lord bless your heart. May the Lord order your steps. May you have an encounter with the Lord this week. May you have an encounter with the Holy God of Israel, the one and only God, everlasting King. I bless you with the blessings of the Lord. And this is a ministry of God called Daughter of Zion World Ministries and Foundation. We are also a non-profit organization. And you can visit our website, www.dindaughterzinzionwinministry.org. And you can help us by donating to support our ministry, to support our work. The works we work, it's more of a development ministry. We work with the youth, women, and children. You can support anything and to the glory of the Lord. So visit our website, www.dzwm.org. Or you can just Google us, and the name will be DZWM Foundation. When you Google, you see all of our, most of our links, our blogs, our website, and everything that concerns us. You listen to some of our videos. And then also when you get on the website, you click on the media. We have a whole lot of blogs linked on the media, so you can see what we do, our photos, our videos, and all our channels that you can follow us. You can email us at contact@dzwm, also found on the website. So may the Lord bless you and be with you, and may the Lord give you understanding and wisdom. God be with you. Amen.